This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Leading into the Memorial holiday weekend, and a lot of ground to cover. And we start right off the top in this hour with Paul Goff from Pittsburgh Magazine, who you can see on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com. What did I say? Pittsburgh Business Times. That's what I meant. Paul, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Paul, good morning. Pittsburgh Business Times.
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. Okay. I see you're ready to go on a Monday. You're wearing a tie. You're rolling.
I know. I am rolling.
Where are you heading this morning?
Actually, I have a funeral to go to of a friend from church, and then I'm going to go back to work.
I'm sorry about that. That's a really rough way to start the week. My apologies and condolences. That said, over the weekend, we got another view of the new terminal at Pittsburgh International Airport, and it's over 90% complete. Is that correct?
Yeah, it looks really good, actually. I know you were there a couple weeks ago with my boss, and it looks fantastic. They've cleaned it a good portion of it up enough to have this innovation summit that they had last week, and it looks great.
I think we've been talking about it for so long naturally because it's a huge investment and, you know, it's being done without taxpayer money, which is really something that people should be really happy and excited about. But it is also putting this airport in a place where it's going to be a game changer in aviation, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, $1.7 billion. It looks really, from what I can tell now, it's not completely finished, but it's really well thought out. And I was there when they announced it. That was probably 2018. It was very, you know, oh yeah, sure. They're going to build it. It's going to be years from now. And it's interesting to be able to see it in real life and what it's going to look like and how it's going to flow. And it's going to be so much different than the airport terminal that we have now.
Any big construction project requires changes along the way. So they've made a few changes here as we race to the opening, which should be in the fall, early fall, maybe late fall, depends. So what are the changes they need to make?
Well, they're putting the finishing touches on the terminal itself. They're getting some of the, a lot of the security TSA equipment done or installed, and going to put screens up, a lot of digital screens and some of the finishing. And then they're putting the finishing touches on the parking garage. And the thing that came out now, it's the $20 million that they approved, that the board approved Friday. Almost all of it is just stuff they were going to spend anyway that was budgeted. One thing that was interesting that I thought was that they added $2.1 million for the tram to be decommissioned, as it were. So anybody who really likes taking that tram, they better get that done in the next several months, because that will be removed.
And where are they taking it? Are they going to take it to the Trolley Museum?
You know, I'm right near the Trolley Museum right now. I wonder if that's something that they should do. I mean, there are people that enjoy it. I don't believe the Airport Authority appreciated the $4 million or more it cost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cost every year to have it continue, and it won't be needed because the terminal, the landside terminal, that new terminal is right up against, connected to the airside terminal. So instead of taking a long trip, you're going to just be able to walk right through, and actually through a bridge-like and tunnel-like experience.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo from your article in the Pittsburgh Business Times, and it shows that brand new expansive entryway, and it funnels everybody. And as I understand it, the flow in, everybody on that floor will be going into the terminal, and then below that it will be everyone exiting. So you actually won't interact with people literally coming and going, but on your way in you'll be going through this little tunnel. As you said, it's supposed to emulate the Fort Pitt Tunnel, and then boom, you're right there in the airside.
Yeah, and I was struck actually by how large the area is, especially one of the other things that'll be interesting is you'll have a chance. I miss when I was a kid coming here to Pittsburgh, looking at the airplanes in the old terminal. And, you know, there was like this sort of terrace area, and they've got a terrace area now where you'll be able to look at airplanes, because that's like my favorite thing to do, basically. And you'll be able to do that even if you don't have a ticket. You can do it out as a passenger or as a somebody kind of going to pick up family. And there's a good pickup area, large area right down by baggage. So you'll be able to flow right in, as you said, from below. It's hard because that's not yet complete, but it's very interesting. I was struck at how large that whole area is, especially the below part for picking up passengers.
Yeah, it's expansive too, where you go in. It looks like trees. The columns are to emulate trees. It looks like a forest, right?
Yes, and that was sort of the design that sort of evolved. And also what's interesting, if you look up, there's sort of stars, LED stars, and a sort of wood ceiling. It's not made of wood really, but it looks like it. And you can tell that a lot of space is, and a lot of thought has been put into it, and a lot of craftspersonship.
And any sense of when it'll actually open, give or take a few weeks here and there? What are you hearing?
Fall could be anywhere between September and December, right? So, I think they're going to be in the next couple weeks getting it mostly complete so that it can be tested, because nobody in the Airport Authority wants to have any of these new systems, you know, not work on day one or day five or day 20. So I know they're going to be doing a lot of testing. And I heard yesterday or last week that they're going to have volunteers from the community come in and take simulated processes from ticketing baggage in and out to see if, Paul Hobach said from the airport authority, see if it can be broken so that they can make sure that they have it fixed and ready for the system when it opens.
You mentioned baggage. 8 miles of those conveyor belts will now be shrunk down. You should get your baggage after you land at Pittsburgh a lot quicker. So a lot of people are going to love that part of this too.
Yeah, they claim that the baggage will come out before the passengers get there. That'll be interesting to see because obviously we've all waited for a while for the baggage because that system is also antiquated.
Well, appreciate the update on this early Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Larry.
Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times, Paul Goff, on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.